The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Daf Yitzayin of Zara. The Gemara brings Pasuk Mishle Hirchik Mela Dechecha Zuminas V'Tikrav Al Pesach Pesecha. The Gemara says a person has to stay away from the way of Minas of Apikursis. And then the Gemara Fiyazoy Amrav Chista Arba Amas. The Kama Amrav Chista Arba Amas. We find in Shulchan Aruch in Nyar Deyatsim and Kofnun Mitzvah lehizrachik mederech alilim dal ramis. There's a mitzvah to stay away from the derech of alilim, which means a path of a zara, which is defined as, I see by Rav Moshe, he says a few truvas, he says it means the doorway, or the base of a zara, the opening, the path, the opening. You should stay away dal ramis. And the Goyin says, what's the makor that a person has to Misrachek mederech halilim da'alaramis, that the Gemara Bayas, a person has to has to stay away from amakaminis, and that's defined by Avodah Zarah. Now, we spoke in Daf Yud-Beis that it's an isser to go into a base of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes, we see in the Mishnah, ir sheyesh bo avod kechavim, from, I'm sorry, Dafir Aleph, Ir Sheyesh Bo Avod Kechavim, Chutzla, Mutter, the person can't go into a city of Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam writes that even though the Zmanenu were in Nusim, and we go into a city of Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom, a person can't go into a base of Avodah Zarah. And this is on top of that, there's also a mitzvah, Lithrachik Dal Ramas, a person to stay away, Dal Ramas. So I wanted to discuss a little, and maybe hopefully we'll define exactly what we mean when we say a base of Avodah Zarah. There's a misconception about what do we say when we say Avodah Zarah? What is Avodah Zarah? Now, the Rishonim referred to Netzarim, which is Christianity, as Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam writes in, there's a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Avodah Zarah, but that some of the censors took out. Also in Mechal Sotur's Perikir Alf, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says Mefurish that Neitzrim, which is Christianity, is Choshev Avodah Zarah. You find many Rishonim in that from Beis and Avodah Zarah. In other places, when they handle Shasi Ve'era, a cross, if it's considered an Avodah Zarah, and that's Dabar Poshet, that Christianity is considered Avodah Zarah. If it wouldn't have, they wouldn't be handling if a cross is Avodah Zarah. The whole Shaila is a cross. Something that's used in the service of Avodah Zarah, or it's only a Zichron Ba'alma, that's a whole Shalom, the Rishonim, the Shuvas Arajma, and Aram, and Ritva. But that's a Dava Pasha in the Rishonim, that Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Now there is, the reason why people sometimes, there is a discussion if maybe Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, is really from a Ramah, in Simon Kufin Vavin Archaim. And the Ramah says that there's the Mechaber Paskins over there in Kufnun Vav, that a person has to be careful to be a shutta for the goy. Because if he's going to be a shutta for the goy, he'll make the goy swear, and the goy will swear in the name of his God, then it'll be a yid nala to make a goy swear in the name of his God. It'll be Ayvan Yishmael Picha. The Ramah over there says that is a makam lahakal. And that's understood to mean there's a makam lahakal bizmanenu because they're not balei avodah zarah. And there are more fears always, shara'inim mizhar na ashituf. They're not muzar on shituf. Now shituf means to believe in two gods, which is applicable to Christianity. So, because of that, there are people that learn that l'chayel ha'drama, Christianity is not avodah zarah. But you'll see, if you want to be mayan into this, I'm not going to be able to go into this whole shmooze because it's a little lengthy, but if you see the Nadi Yehuda in Yardea Simen Kufman Ches, he's Meirich on this, and he says as follows. He says, Avshah Adobah Zeh Murgul B'Picham Kameh Chachamim. He heard from many Chachamim, She'ein HaNochrim Tzavim Al Shituf. that goyim are not mitzvah shita. For instance, goyim believing in two gods is not avodah zarah. As long as they believe in the Beir Shemayim Ba'aretz, they believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but with something else also. So that's not called avodah zarah. And the Nadi Behuda writes, the gam bekam esvarim bedrosh va'agodes. He found such things. So he says, "Ani yigati v'loy mitzvasi dovezel loy b'shnei tamudim, loy b'babli v'loy b'yushalmi, v'loy m'shem echad m'gdeli arishayinim." So the Rebbe Yehuda says that there's no such thing. There's no such thing in Talmud Babli. There's no such heter in Talmud Yerushalmi that a guy is allowed to believe in Shita if it's 100% of Avodah Zarah. There's no such thing in the Rishayinim, such a thing. He says, "V'ilu hayeze emes, if it was true, havle la'arambam lo'havi b'hilchis malachim, l'psak halacha." She'ein hanochri mitzvah l'avodah zarah b'shituf. The Rambam has a pasuk like that, and the hilchos avodah zarah, that it's mutter. Now, and we really brought from a Rambam Mefurish, and he says, no, it's 100% avodah zarah. So maybe Yehuda goes on to explain that the Ramah is a spezundra halacha l'yishma'al picha. This halacha, that you can't cause a guy to sing the praises and to be made to his God, is not talking about when he's being made to shituf. He's being made to his God together with the Eibishter. When that's what he believes in, the Issa l'Yishma'al Picha is not applicable. But for a guy to serve his Avodah Zarah, which is B'Ifin Shitav, which means he believes that the Eibishter and someone else created the world, the Nei Behuda writes, Avada, that 100% is Avodah Zarah. And Zerubbabel Kekula from the Poskim go like this, there's a Chazanish, there's others, I don't want to be Mayrach in this, but the Negeya of Eis Avay Dezoner, Moshe's Mayrach, and there's many, many truths that we consider a church, a house of idol worship of Christianity, we consider to be Avay Dezoner, a person can't go in. Now, the Negeya Yishmaelim, the Negeya a mosque, which is a house of worship for Muslims, then it sounds like from the Rambam that that's not Avay Dezoner, because if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph, Melachas Acholos Asuras Halachas Zayim, he brings Shahira Ga'inim, that a guy that's not Oyev Avodah Zarah, Uka Goyin Yishma'ilim, Yena Yasa B'Shti Amutu Barna. He's only going to get the Isser of Yain Nesach, I don't want to go into the Pratim, but it's before in the Rambam that that's a Davar Pashat, the Yishma'ilim were not considered to be Oyev Avodah Zarah. There is a Meiri in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Zayin. It brings him a Chalekus on this, but Rebbe Kekula from the he brings from the Chacham Misfar that a Chalek, and they hold that the Yishma'elim were bechal Avodah Zarah. The reason why Yishma'elim are not bechal Avodah Zarah would be is because their belief system would be in their prophet, and their prophet they believe in as a prophet. That's why they call him the prophet, because they believe him as a prophet and not as a deity, not as a god. So they have basically another sheker, but they don't have a different god, and because of that, they wouldn't be considered avodah zarah. If they're not considered avodah zarah, then it's not a beis halilim. L'chayr the bi halacha that you're allowed to go inside. There's an interesting tshuva. There's an interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe writes in Yerideya. And there was Moshe in Yerideya Chelek Gimel Simchav Ches. And there was someone that wanted, there was a shul, there was a Jew from a kehila, didn't have a building. There was, in that area, in the neighborhood, a big conservative temple, a conservative shul. And they wanted to rent out like a basement or like a room, where they'll have their minyan. And the Rambam writes, the Moshe writes, that it's mavur in al Gemara that there's an iser to rent out. The Gemara says hichik. The Gemara says that in al Gemara hichik melech the cheches uminus. So Moshe is medayek that it's not an iser to walk into a base of a desert. So you can't be. You have to stay away from minus. And Avada, a reformed temple or a conservative shul, is minus. So Rav Moshe writes that it's awesome ikra din to walk in to a conservative shul, to a reformed temple. There is a room one could ask, and I'm just posing this because someone actually did ask me this, one could ask that if a person can't walk into a Reformed temple or into conservative shul because it's considered minus, and our Gemara and that few zayin of Avodah Zarah is mashma, the chiyuv to stay away is a chiyuv to stay away from minus, not from Avodah Zarah itself. So why is there a whole huge vikuach, a whole shaila about Yishma'elim, about walking into a mosque, and many, many places come after it? Why is that any better? Even if it's not considered Avodah Zarah, they are definitely, it's definitely minus, and not because it's the Kaifin Teretz Maisha, they have their own falsha navi. And for a Yid to believe in the prophet that they believe in would 100% be minus and not bekorsis. So al kapanim it's a base minus. So midin the din of hechik malad echecha, there should be a het, there should be an iser to walk into a mosque. And Rebbe Kekula holds it is a mitzvah to walk into a mosque based on the fact that it's not a avodah zarah. Avada conservative shul is not a avodah zarah. And a reform shul is not a reform temple is not a avodah zarah, but it's a base minus. It's up in courses. The kofer and chalakim of teres ma'ishe. So it's a happy courses and it's considered minus. But why is the Yishma'elim and their belief system not considered avodah zarah? Really can walk in and a conservative shul is that even though it's not considered avodah zarah, but it's considered minus. And really you can't walk in. Why don't we say the same thing about Yishma'elim? That's what someone once asked me. I believe that the correct answer is that for Yidden in a conservative shul, for Yidden in a reformed temple, if this is a makom that they preach and that Isaac in an ideology and a theology that they're kofer in teres Moshe and they're kofer in chalakim of the Torah and they believe teres mechlefes and they have different Allah and they break Yisurim and they believe in breaking and they believe that Torah changes, which is minus and not bikurses. So Vada has a din of minus, a base minus and a base abik courses because they're muzer in the Yud Gimel Ikram. They're muzer in teres mechlefes. They're muzer in this and they're being kofer in it. And then Mimel the Apikorsim. And a male that's a Makam Minus and that's Usr. For a guy is Muslim Avodah Zarah. A guy is not Muslim to be believed in Teretz Moshe. So for Yishma'elim Lamashal, going with the Hanocha, that them believing in them and their prophet is not Avodah Zarah, it's just believing in a false prophet. There's no such thing as an Apikorish Shagai, Apikorish Shagai. A guy is either by Dezara or he's not. And Yishma'elim are not considered either by Dezara. To say it's a base minus is incorrect. It's not a base minus because they're not being kofer for anything they should believe in. Only Yidden that have a chiv, the Yud Gimel Ikram, and Yidden who can't be kofer for a field of kuti shel Yud, if Yidden start being kofer for a chalakim of the Torah, it's a base minus. For Shteitzach, it would be nichlal in hechik malad achechaz or minus. But Yishma'elim that are kofer in Teretz Moshe Lamashal, and they believe in a Navi Sheker. So Avada for a Yid to believe it would be minus and epic courses, but a guy's not Muslim on that. A guy's only Muslim of Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam's Mavur, and others that are Mavur, that Yishma'elim are not, it's not Avodah Zarah. If it's not Avodah Zarah, then it wouldn't be a base of Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't be a base of Lilim. To say that it's a minus and epic courses, it's not either, because it's not being kofer anything that's supposed to believe in. And Mela, it would be Mutter, Lafi, that would be a Cheshbin, why it would be better and even walking into a reforming conservative.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.